buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
We're live. Welcome, everybody. Dan Lehman, first time on the show. Scotty Mack.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And on point, Pat. There she is. Hi, Pat. Thank you. Scotty's going to man the button.
It's been a while since I pushed anybody's buttons.
You're a button guy today.
That's on the button.
You're hot on the button. Dan's here. We're going to talk about this proposed gas leaf blower ordinance that was proposed by Scott Memard, I guess the morning after the election. And he's looking for comments. He wants to hear how people for and against it, you know, the pros and cons of what it is.
Ooh, I got a couple of things to chime in on right off the bat, but I'm going to hold until your thoughts finished.
Yeah, we're going to be respectful and talk about our feelings about the issue. But let me just go through it first. Penalty for violation of certain specified sections of code. And here it is. Commercial leaf blower operator shall mean any individual, entity, or organization, including a contractor or commercial landscaper that receives compensation for services that include operation of a leaf blower. And another definition, gas-powered leaf blower shall mean any machine that creates a concentrated stream of air to push, propel, or blow debris, and which is powered by a two-stroke or four-stroke engine that uses gasoline or a mixture of gasoline and oil for fuel. So as the proposed ordinance goes, no property owner or property manager shall authorize or permit the operation of a gas-powered leaf blower on property under their control or in this or on the sidewalks or ways continuous in such property, nor shall any person operate a gas-powered leaf blower except between March 15th and May 15th and between October 1st and December 31st in each year. Leaf blowers powered by electricity are exempt from the seasonal usage limitation. Then part two, effective March 15th, 2025, the use of all gas-powered leaf blowers by a commercial leaf blower operator in the city of Gloucester shall be prohibited. Effective the following year, March 15th, 2026, no property owner or property manager shall authorize or permit the operation of a gas-powered leaf blower on property under their control or on the sidewalks or ways continuous to such property, nor shall any person operate a gas-powered leaf blower anywhere in the city, So this is what is being proposed ordinance by Councillor Memhard. And
where is Memhard a councillor? What part of town?
Right here. Right up the hill, Ward 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's been long-term councillor. But I think it should be pointed out. I think he made it clear in his Facebook post. He is looking for comments, but also that this isn't I think that he would say that this is not his idea. A group of his constituents brought this to him, and he's bringing it to the table to, and it's going to go in front of Sean Nolan's committee. Well, I don't know what his committee is.
Very well planned out thought from a group.
So, but from that particular person, I'm going to speak I'm going to let Dan speak first because sure. The commercial, I'll speak from the residential side, my opinion. I'll let Dan speak to the commercial side of it as a landscaper. How many years your family have been in business?
My dad started the business in 1961. You know, I've been working the business my whole life, a degree in horticulture. So I've been in it for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, using a leaf blower is part of our business.
Yeah. Gas-powered leaf blowers.
Gas-powered leaf blowers.
And so what would this type of thing, what would be the impact to you and what would the impact to your customers be?
Well, if we couldn't use them, I mean, it's not as efficient to rake and, you know, sweep and everything. It takes a lot more time. I can do a place, you know, with the leaf blowers, you can do a place in, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour, where it would take 4 or 5 hours. And now without all the help we have, less people wanting to work in the labor industry, you know, it's harder to do without a leaf blower. We use them, you know, daily on just, you know, we don't use them for 8 hours straight.
Right.
You go to a house, you go there, you clean up, you know, you blow it off, you rake it up, clean it up. It may run 20 minutes, may run an hour, but we don't use it from 7:30 in the morning to 4 o'clock. You don't run it for 8 hours straight. Being that it's, they have come a long way. The decibels of the noise have come way down. The emissions are way down. And it's just something that we use and it's a tool of our trade. They've come a long way, and without this, it's going to be a big impact. If we can't use them, the cost will go up, the labor time will go up. People who, you know, we work in commercial properties, you know, condos, everything will go up. So if I have to charge more, the people who I'm working for are going to have to either raise rent or they're going to have to do other things to, you know, get their money back.
What I want to know is, does the price of groceries go up?
Yeah.
I think everything else. Yeah, really.
So everything.
Yeah. So what, as a guy that works this time of year, 75 hours a week, I'm physically exhausted when I get home. Mm-hmm. So I hire someone to take care of my leaves. So I think that this is not well thought out as far as this is going to really impact the working man,
right?
Well, landscapers, but working, hard working, long hour guys that work, maybe fishermen, maybe, you know, anyone that works in the waterfront, because we're going to have to hire these people. It's going to take 4 or 5 hours longer to take care of this.
It's going to cost you more.
I'm
going to charge you more.
Right.
What I see happening is the shortage of snowplow drivers. Even though if it snows, you can't get a plow driver to come over to your house, more or less now going to be able to find somebody to come do your leaves.
Because we'll be busy. You know, we won't be able to do as much.
Right. Exactly.
And some people just won't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
So
I spoke with Chris Donato at Bass Rocks. He says it's absolutely beyond the realm of like ridiculous. Like he can't even fathom that it would be possible to do. He said, and he also says electric leaf blowers are just not nearly as efficient.
No.
And the batteries, did you try? Someone said.
One of my landscaper friends, he tried it. He bought it, you know, an extra charger for $700. He bought extra batteries, used it for 2.5 months, and then the batteries were junk. They wouldn't charge anymore because they were used, and he'd have to buy new batteries. So 2.5 months for batteries that cost.
On the battery point that you're mentioning now, isn't there a thing with a car battery where you have to return that bit? They're not making the core of the batteries anymore.
Yes, I don't have. Yeah.
So I could foresee that being a major problem if they switch over totally to that for you.
Bringing them back, you know.
Yeah.
You still have to charge the batteries somehow if you had electric. And so you're on a job and you have 4 batteries and you don't have any cords and nothing electric. Where do you charge it? And then you can't finish your day at work because you don't have any more batteries.
Yeah. I really can't imagine. I just, and here's the thing. At first I thought there was talk about it being, you know, and maybe they could do a time thing. Maybe the middle ground is, you know, a time frame where you can't leaf blow before a certain time in the morning.
I have that in my notes, Joe.
And maybe that's the happy medium, because I just don't think that I've dabbled with electric appliances around the thing. They do not have the power. They don't do the job, and they're pretty much disposable after a couple of years. They're junk. Yeah.
So to your point, Joe and Dan, you could chime in on this one too with the time frame thing. Again, just a discussion. Nothing's on paper or anything. How is that any different than somebody with a gas powered generator as a contractor on site with, you know, with added noise or a backhoe making noise or anybody building a house for that matter? And not just that. I mean, the trailer trucks that deliver down from dock to dock or machine parts and stuff. How is that any different for noise? So
you can't start times? You know, construction until 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
We don't get onto properties till 7:30, 8 o'clock. We try not to run any equipment first thing in the morning because we're considerate of people, you know? And you know, there already is a time restraint. You can only work between certain hours. And now when it's darker at 4:30, 5 o'clock, you're not working beyond, you know, you could work up to 7 p.m. I believe, but now it's dark, so you can't.
Right.
So with if you had went to an electric, you would be okay. 4 o'clock now. I'm not even done. Not even done with half of this property.
I think it falls under the category of not in my backyard. Now, not in their backyard next to me. You know.
And the thing is, when we go to a property, we go there, we finish, and we don't go back the next day. The next day, so the noise isn't there every single day. It's one day, certain hours, and that's it. So
sorry, you're inconvenienced for a couple hours.
That's it.
But if you needed it, you'd be using it too.
Yeah. So nice to see Sean Nolan. Good morning, Sean. I saw you just a little while ago.
Sorry.
That's okay. Ed Collard, Pauline Bresnahan. Nice to see you. Nita Margarita.
Hi, Mom.
Beautiful wife, Kate's with us.
Beautiful wife, Kate.
Craig. Phil Scannell. There you go. Alex found a bag of earplugs on Amazon for $3. There you go. It's really kind of strange because we were just talking about this on the podcast. How I was thinking about buying I was asking for people's recommendations on a gas powered, and Peter Rollins guy says, "Oh, you got to get the Echo, you know, this, that, and the other thing." And he says, it takes no time at all to do it with that. In and you're out.
That's why we use the steel 800s or 600s, and we also use Red Max. And again, the decibels have gone down. They've come such a long way with the new equipment.
Yeah.
It's way different than it was in the 80s. You know, right now, I mean, we could run it all day long, you know, and it's I don't see the emissions or the noise that it would have used to been.
Yeah. So anybody have any questions? Good morning, Neil Overborg, Chuck Schuberg. Nice to hear from you. I see this as a monstrous tax on the working man, and not just the landscapers. I think the working man that does it from home. I really do. I see it as a monstrous tax.
If they want to regulate the tools of my trade, you know, I should have the choice. I want to use a leaf blower, you know, electric, gas, or behind. I mean, they have hurricane ones that you can stand on, and they'll blow. You can put blowers on mowers. There's lots of things, you know, you can do. And again, the noise come down a lot. And try to take away from my business, you know, and my livelihood. This is something I've done my whole life. We started the business in '61, and I've done this my whole life. And to say that you can't use this on your trade, it's crazy.
Going to cost what used to cost X is going to cost 4X.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Essex County Outdoors, I think that's JD Aspisi. The cost to do this without blowers would triple the labor cost, he says.
And we don't even have the labor. We don't have, it's so hard to find labor.
Just to get someone to show up. Right.
So you need three people to do a job that one person can do, but we don't have those three people.
That's right. On top of it, top of everything. I mean, for multiple reasons, it just seems like short-sighted. But maybe that they can, you know, to make these people feel better, you already have the time frames that you're not supposed to work outside of anyway. Just reinforce that, and everybody just keep going about their business. Huh, Scotty?
I couldn't agree with you more on that. Just go about your business. Stop getting into everybody else's business. I mean, the inconvenience, like Dan had said, for the 3-4 hours that someone may be there one time, maybe two if there was a huge job for 2 days, that's no different than a contractor building something around the city or any road work being done during the daytime, making noise, jackhammering, stuff like that. So is all stuff supposed to cease? You know,
Pauline asks, what's the purpose of the ban, noise or because they are gas? I honestly don't know.
He put it in as noise, is what it says. Right? It says amend the noise.
Noise, decimal levels of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when the, you know, the electric, the just the mining of the lithium, the cobalt, the, is so detrimental to the environment. You know, it's crazy. We don't have the grid for all this stuff. So
I could get some people's point of view. They may be retired. They're at home during the day. Somebody doesn't have a job, not working, trying to work from home, things like that. But that's, where does it end?
Well, there's a lot of people with big yards. I mean, I don't have a huge yard, but again, I got a higher, I'm tired. I get home. I leave the house at between 3 and 4 a.m. and I get home between 6 and 7 p.m. 6 days a week. On my one day off, I'm spending it with my family. I'm not fucking raking leaves.
Right.
And the cost of that is going to go up.
It's going to go up.
Way
if we can't use them, it's not, you know, if I'm trying to get leaves out of bushes, you know, if you can pick them all out.
Yeah.
You know, by hand. So that takes a lot more time. You know, we take the leaf blower, blow them out.
Yeah.
Done.
I've done this work with Christian, your cousin, right? Yep. So it's not easy work to do.
No.
And I did it during the middle of the pandemic where landscapers were deemed essential. I have never done harder work. For me, on a constant weekly basis, I lost a lot of weight. But what you're talking about, getting in those bushes with the leaves, pine needles, anything that you need to mulch, stuff like that, that you want to blow and get out of there. It's a necessity.
It is.
Chris Donato echoed from Bass Rocks echoed the comments about the batteries, just like spending a lot of money. He had a friend that had tried it on a golf course kind of situation, says it was absolute utter failure. Like the batteries do not last. And there's just, and he said he knows of two facilities that had charging stations for the batteries that went up in smoke because they burned up.
Exactly.
So I just don't see this as a necessary thing, especially with the ordinances that are already in place for timeframes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's leaf blowing at 5:30 a Saturday morning,
asshole.
You got a gripe. you have a gripe. Enforce the ordinances that are already on the books then in that case, right? So anybody else have anything to say? Dan, you got anything that you want to? I mean, I know you've spoken to a lot of guys in the industry.
Yes, we have a lot of landscapers that are going to go to this meeting on Monday, you know, and be here and say, you know, this is our livelihood. You're trying to take tools away from us. So if you're going to take a leaf, gas-powered leaf blower, then what else do you want to take away? Mm-hmm. Because of the noise, so we're not going to be able to do any type of work with any type of machine, you know, because someone is complaining about noise. Again, we're not at this one house 365 days a year. 8 hours a day. We're at one house. We go to the next house. We go to the next house.
I would appeal to the constituents, to the customers that are going to be paying these bills if it goes the other way. Because for you to get people to show up to rake leaf in yards by hand, I mean, there's the manpower that is going to be needed is just going to be through the roof, and the billable hours. For all these homes,
labor involved is intense with the cleanup season in the fall. It really is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to quote a 70s term here. Ass, gas, or grass. All right. It used to be ass was in, gas was in, grass was not in. Now it's ass you talk about, you get canceled. Gas, they want to cancel that. Grass is back in.
There you go.
Let's support your local landscape.
So we'll mention the people here that have spoken. Joyce Johnson says, my neighbor's landscaper uses a blower every week, spring through fall, on Sunday morning. We can't sit outside for 3 hours of our weekend. It smells and is extremely loud. And why do we need blowers in the summer? I don't know.
Isn't that addressed in the ordinance proposal?
In summertime.
Wait, could you read that comment again?
First, you can't use your leaf blower in the summer. Well, the summertime is when you use it. May 15th. So your Memorial Day is a big weekend for people to come here. You know, like we have a lot of summer residents, and they want their place cleaned up for Memorial Day. 4th of July is another one, Fiesta time. You know, you're going to use a leaf blower. And then Labor Day. So they don't want you to use it from May 15th to October 1st.
No more so, gas-powered cigarette boats on the river. Yeah, that's
you
it.
You can't use it in that time frame, but when we use it the most.
Yeah. No, it's just, every week.
It's just absurd what people come up with these days.
3 hours of our weekend. I don't know what size yard that person has to use a leaf blower for 3 hours. But
yeah, so, I mean, we don't use them for 3 hours straight.
Yeah. Okay. So is that also Craig Kimberly states, Stihl's new ones are more powerful than their gas.
Yeah. Yeah, have a sign-up sheet for naysayers. Hire them for the day to do leaf cleanup. And see what's involved with it. Have them come see. Actually, come see
it. Physical labor.
Yeah. I know. Like my cousin and I, years ago, stopped handling fish here because of, and it was 99% of it was because of labor.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
It's even worse now.
You couldn't get kids to show up to work.
Right.
They just didn't want the young men don't just didn't want to do this kind of work, which is whatever. But this is. There's no way around the landscaping labor part.
No.
He can't do it all by himself. J.D. Aspis, he can't do it all by himself. Christian Dagley can't do it all by himself.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of elderly people that homeowners that can't do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. And you're going to put an onus on the elderly that aren't doing it by themselves. The cost for them is going to go skyrocket. You get homeowners associations, the cost is going to skyrocket. This isn't just affecting Dan's pocketbook. This is affecting everybody's pocketbook,
right?
From an efficiency standpoint and a billable hour standpoint. I mean, that's I think what speaks to people's brains. You have to make the connection. Is it just like in the summertime? We're gonna have some traffic for a couple weekends in the summertime.
Of course,
it's what it is, and compared to the Cape, it's nothing. But it's part of the course that feeds our restaurants and the seafood's being consumed and people are in town spending money. This is what it's what it is. We don't live in a utopia world where there's fairies that come around and pick up your leaves for you. Alex Hill says, "Can we take hammers away from the carpenters next? The noise is obnoxious."
So there's one thing in the proposal. The DPW city workers are exempt. And anybody working on city property is exempt because they know gas leak blowers are efficient. And in order to use it efficiently, you want to get done.
Wow.
So if they have to use electric or a rake, that would increase the cost.
Good for the goose, labor good cost. For the gander.
So they can't be wasting any more taxpayer money on that.
Right there.
They're exempt.
Shut it down.
Yep,
shut it down.
What is that?
Mic drop.
It's a mic drop.
So they want to take my money out of my pocket, so I can't work. But
we're gonna use them. But you guys, I don't know about you guys. We're gonna use them.
So it's discrimination against
that is that's actually embarrassing.
It's right in the thing that he wrote.
That is embarrassing. Anyway, Dan. It's Christmas season's coming up.
Yep.
I see that Stop and Shop before Halloween, by the way, before Halloween had Christmas stuff going up before Halloween even at then. So Lehman Landscaping, you're going to be back at your spot?
Yep. The Elm Street World will be at the Cape Ann Marina, mile marker right there in the same spot on the water, selling Christmas trees. It's our 28th season. We have a Christmas tree farm in West Gloucester we cut some trees from as well. And we'll be there set up the day after Thanksgiving.
I'm coming to get a real tree this year. I haven't had a real tree in many, many years. So I want the one that's perfectly trimmed with the gas plowed.
That's what they do. They prune them as they grow. So
let's talk Christmas trees. What is considered the species of Christmas tree is considered the best?
Balsam Christmas trees have always been the best. Balsams. Razor firs have come in because razor firs have a double needle. They're different. But traditional is balsam. They smell a little more than the razor. But we sell both.
Okay. So if you want the smell, you go balsam.
Balsam. But Fraser still smell as well.
Okay.
We have a Fraser in our house because I like the way it looks. I like the double needles, the different color.
Yeah.
And then we have a balsam that's outside on the porch.
Okay. Well, you got a little inside.
Yeah. 28 years I've been selling Christmas trees retail. I started selling Christmas trees, growing them when I was 12 years old. Wow. On our land in West Gloucester.
Do you set up appointments for people to go to cut them? Or
no, we used to have people come and cut them. Now we're in the middle of rebuilding. So most of our trees are about 3-4 feet tall. Yeah, we have some that are 20 feet tall that were planted when I was 12. So back in 1980, I planted a bunch of them. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And I'll have my kids working there as well, you know, learning the business. So, they know what labor is. They know
how old are your kids?
My oldest daughter is 27. I have twins that are 18, boy and girl. And I have a youngest son who's 12.
Athletes. All athletes. Tremendous athletes.
That's amazing that they want to work at that age. That's good.
They see dad go to work, you know, plowing and whatnot, 3 a.m, come home 2 days later. You know, they see that I go to work all the time. And if I come home from work and they want to play, I'll play with them. I could be exhausted, but I'll still play with them. So now, you know, I need these tools of the trade. So still be able to do, keep my family fed, keep my kids going to college, keep my kids going to school.
Yeah.
So.
And so Christmas tree maintenance, once we get them in our house, what's the best way to keep them
watered?
Keep them watered.
Keep them watered. And if you ever, you know, put water in there and it doesn't suck up any water, put hot water into it and it'll melt the sap.
Oh, say this again.
So we cut the we cut the bottom of the tree and you put it right in the water.
Angled?
Nope, straight. You know, and when you put it in the water, it sucks up a lot of water. Keeps sucking it up until it doesn't. But if a few days it doesn't, put hot water in it. And that will melt the sap on the bottom. And that way it will stop.
Because
the trees are
maple syrup.
The trees are already dead because they've been cut. So you're just kind of keeping it green, keeping it ill so that it'll stay.
That's great. Green. That's a great tip.
I made a promise to our family. We're never going to a fake tree. I'm out on fake trees. It's so much more special when you go all together. Yeah. So we'll be there. We've been getting there for a while. Awesome. Good times.
Yeah, let's do a kickoff party. Let me offer. I'll set up for free of charge. Set up some music. We'll play some Christmas music. Get everybody in the spirit. Let's do a kickoff party for you, for your tree stand.
The day after Thanksgiving?
I've never done that. Yep.
The day after Thanksgiving, the trees show up in the morning. We unload them. We open up. We usually sell 40 or 50 Christmas trees on Friday. And then that weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is really busy. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you off here about details, and we'll get it to Joey. We'll put it out there.
Is Ray that so if you don't know Dance Tree World, is that Mile Mark that you pull into the main parking lot at Mile Mark? Yeah. And it's off to the right?
Off to the right. I love the name of it, Dance Tree World. Okay. It's like something off of a 78 sitcom.
Well, that's the thing.
Tree World, come on now.
I started in 1996 and I worked for my father, Dan Leo Landscaping. So, and we sold wholesale trees. And then I started retail. So instead of me going Dan Lehman, I went Dance Tree World. And
so I love it. That's why it's like very quintessential. Like
Dance Tree World. You come into my world and you can say Christmas trees are my Dance Tree World. Yeah, Christmas trees.
Love it.
You could have a cheesy commercial for that. You gotta do it.
Yeah, you could do some interesting
nice reel.
Instagram with the little
let's do it.
All right, there you go.
And it's awesome how absolutely you said there's a petition. I have a petition for this big wall band on my
Facebook page,
my Instagram page, and my Twitter page.
Change.org.
You have that for Pat to maybe toss up for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Sorry. So if you haven't seen it, let me just put it on. Yeah, I'm going to put it on the screen.
And the picture on there is of the lithium fields.
From the thing. Let me see here. Where is the chat?
Pat, on point, Pat. There she is.
Pat. There you go. JD Aspicy shared that. That's from Dan, it started at change.org petition, which I signed last night. And I gave, and if you go through it, it asks you for your comments. My comments were, I'll reiterate it again. I'm a working man. I work 75 hours a week this time of year. And I have to hire a landscaper. If the landscaper has to pay way more for help just to get people to show up, and then if it's going to cost, if it's going to take 3 to 4 times longer to rake the leaves at my house, that's my bill is going to be four times.
It's good exercise. Don't get me wrong, but it's not time efficient.
No.
Because we still rake leaves. We rake them. You know, we'll blow them into piles, rake them up, and then you know, take them away. But you know,
if you're not computer inclined, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on. Create yourself a QR code for that. So you could post that on your social media and your website. So people now are all turning to QR codes, and more 9 times out of 10, they just want quick, fast, simple, bank done. So do that for you.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Dan Lehman, Pat Dalpiaz, thank you for manning the comments, Pat.
Hold on a second now.
Yes, sir.
I got a big show to promote tonight, Joe, before we sign off.
Go right ahead.
Pat, do you have the graphic?
Don't have it anymore.
I had the graphic and the video. You didn't get either?
No, I got them, and we used them last week. So I think
you have a, you,
well, let me tell you about it. It's at the Drift Gloucester tonight, across from Tono's. Everyone asks me, where is Drift? If you haven't checked this place out, they blew out a whole wall in that building, expanded this place over, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
I think it's 2 years, yeah. Going on 2 years.
Great spot.
It is an amazing spot. The drinks, the espresso martini, to speak on a little.
The new bartenders they have there in this past season, really friendly.
Yeah. If you had any hiccups before about going in for service, the service is great right now.
Yes.
And I hope that it continues because it's made me go in more often. And not only am I getting paid to be there tonight, I want to play some 70s disco music for you. This is Kurt Hosman, one of the owners, brainchild. Are you up for doing a 70s disco night? All disco. Absolutely. Let's do it. It's something I haven't done.
Is there costumes involved?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question, Joe. You do not have to dress. However, if you do dress, they're going to award three different prizes tonight. $100 gift card, $50 gift card, and a $25 gift card. So somebody, if you're dressed like the 70s, if you're stuck in the 70s, just show up as you.
I bet you it's going to be a great time.
Oh, my God. If you can imagine that, somebody showing up like the, was it the Partridge Family? And
I want you to count.
Bell Bottoms.
What's the over,
70s show?
Yeah. What's the over under on number of people that are going to dress up like John Travolta from Saturday Night Live?
I hope that there's a few for this competition. Yeah. I like a good competition.
I'm going to say
the meatball challenge.
I'm setting the over under on three.
Three
John Travoltas. With the white suit,
and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to go with this as 2-1 because guys on a Thursday night tend not to really – guys in general don't want to dress in costume. Some do.
Right. That's true.
So my underover would be a little lower based on that.
That's a good point. Now, what time does it start?
So doors are at 8. You can get there, get your table, because seating could be limited on – the dance floor area and the bar area, so I recommend getting there early. When I say 8 o'clock, I personally start at 9, but if I see it filling up before 9,
you'll get some stuff. You get something going.
As if I know what I'm doing, I'm going to do it.
Awesome. All right, Drift.
Thank you, Joe.
Drift right across from Tono's.
Thank you, Dan.
With two S's, Tono's.
That's
right. Formerly known as Ames's and Kmart's.
Ames's. You can check me out on Scotty Mac on Facebook, Scottie, and then Mac. That page will have the flyer. You can share that with all your friends, and let's have a party.
There it is, right there. There's your information right there. All right, Scotty Mac. There you go.
Thank you, Joe.
Dan, thank you for showing
up. Oh, there it is.
Look at that. I appreciate you coming on. Again, Scott Memhard is looking for comments. Be kind. Be rational. Don't be rude. But
keyboard hero.
People respond to reasonable explanations. And I don't think you want to be. I think people tend to turn off people that are ignorant. So just be,
I do that. Anybody that's on Facebook that goes on a keyboard warrior rant and just continues to do that, that's not what he's looking for here. So
yeah.
Please,
Scott Memhard. So go to his Facebook page, or I'm sure there's other ways. Sean Nolan's been listening to this entire discussion.
Sean Nolan.
Oh, Sean Nolan says Frank Sclafani is going to show up as Frank Sclafani tonight.
I love it, Sean.
There you go. All right, we're going to head out right now. Pat, thank you for manning the comments again, as per usual. Jimmy Dalpiaz comes back. We miss our buddy on Friday. Where am I looking for graphics right there? All right, we'll go out with Over the Bridge. See you guys.
Little town with big news. 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Gloucester from over the bridge.